This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 231.
Suction cups for the win!
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our awesome podcast. Did you have a good week?
No.
Aw, sucks to be you. I had a great week. You know, outside of the snowpocalypse.
Yeah.
You know, when you minus out those days, which was basically, you know, Monday through Thursday, then you're left with Friday. My Friday was pretty awesome, so...
No, Snowpocalypse didn't happen all week. Snowpocalypse was Wednesday.
Right, but we had the lead into Snowpocalypse, which, you know, took out work time. Then we had the dig out from Snowpocalypse. Then we had Snowpocalypse 2, the redig. So when you factor out all the digging
wouldn't
and all that
snow,
stuff...
Wouldn't Snowmageddon do be like Snowpocalypse Electric Boogaloo?
No. That would be around 3 or 4... Okay. Is when Electric Boogaloo pops in,
okay.
Typically, for us, historically. But you'd have to, I guess the best place that you could find out is to visit us on our website, because we typically reference that a lot on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofedge.com. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, I smack you in the face.
No, she won't really, but like through the... Oh, damn.
Yes, might. I will. I'll hit you. I will abuse you through the internet.
And not in a way that you will like people.
Well, some of you might.
Well, yeah, not some everybody. Of you might.
Like it's not for everybody.
It's not. But our feed in iTunes is for everybody. So make sure that you're using the iTunes application, you visit the iTunes Music Store, you search for Electric Sisterhood, you find it, and you hit the subscribe button. Because the moment we put the new episodes out on the web, you'll get them in your little iTunes inbox. They'll start downloading all in the background while you're not even doing anything really productive. And then bam, you've got the hour plus of awesome ready for your listening pleasure wherever you like. We're even in the Zune Marketplace, so you too can get a hold of our podcast there. Pretty freaking frackin'y sweet, people. So make sure that you pick up on that stuff. And, you know, I don't know what else to tell you other than to just do it.
If you
Nike,
don't,
please don't sue us.
If you don't want to do it, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But please be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh, although, you know, we're kind of like a big piece of it, but we're not the only piece.
We're like 75%.
We're like the major stockholders.
We're sharing.
We are the feudal lords.
Oh my god, I get to be a... Wait, we wouldn't be lords though. We're ladies. We'd be the ladies.
I know, but like ladies Lord couldn't own land.
Man, in my fucking universe, we can.
Well, I know in our universe, we can't. I'm just saying, like, if we're going to go, like, traditional.
Yeah, but that means we'd have to be boys.
No. No, we could just, you know, Jonah Arc that shit. Dress like a dude, but still really be a chick. And everybody knows that you're a chick, but they don't acknowledge that you're a chick.
Because you look like a dude?
Because you're so awesome and you know.
And you could talk to God and we'll burn like she was burned.
No.
We'll skip the burn part.
Yeah, so we'll just do the highlights.
We'll just bring some weenies and marshmallows and call a truce.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, I bet you if that bitch would just cook for some people. But anyway, just make sure that you're doing all that awesome stuff. And checking us out on Mondays with our new episodes of our podcast. You follow that up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which I can't more highly recommend than I already do because I enjoy their shit, where they kind of veer off the path of video game and tech gadget and go more into a little bit of music, a little bit of movies, a little bit of the indie.
The sports. The man grunting.
There's a lot of man grunting. There's a lot of, like Tim Allen, like, arr. I can't even do it because I'm...
There's a lot of questionable sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. if you dig that kind of thing, or even if you're not sure if you do, you should definitely listen to an episode of their podcast to figure it out. And like I said, we love them, so you should love them, because it's all about love in the land of Esh. And then you follow that up on Wednesday with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which happens to be held down by our boy Deuces Wild, and give you all the geek and PC gaming stuff that you need. So right there, we got your nerd pretty well covered. And for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we have on our respective websites, which you can find in one place, landofesh.com. You can ask us questions and interact with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. We're all on Twitter. If you want to find everybody who makes up the Land of Esh, you can simply follow my list, twitter.com/ninjasister, and look at the Land of Esh list. You can't miss it. Everybody who makes up the Land of Esh, including Mom, is on there. So you can follow who you like and not follow who you don't like, but trust me, you're going to like everybody. So there's all different kinds of ways that you can interact with us. Take advantage. Let us know what you want to hear about. And, you know, we might actually talk about it at some point in time.
And leave a comment. Leave a review in iTunes.
Will you stop it with the iTunes reviews?
3 stars or better. No, I told you. This is my goal for 2011. So do it. Guys, do it. Please.
If this is your goal, why don't you tweet about it? Why are you only mentioning it on the podcast?
Because I want people to hear the hesitation and the desperation in my voice. Just do it.
So you're desperate? You just admitted
it? Yeah, I'm desperate for reviews on fucking iTunes. Yeah.
Wow. You're
serious. Desperate for a biscuit. Also, because bitch is hungry.
Oh my god.
Bitch is hungry.
Honey biscuit.
Bitch is hungry for reviews on iTunes. Honey, get it done. Feed my mouth. Feed it.
Okay. Well, the only other thing that I have to add is that our new issue of the magazine is on sale. You've probably seen my tweets if you're following me on Twitter or following the ESH News Twitter account. You know that it's available. Make sure that you cop that shit. It's a great issue. We've got some stuff on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood in there. We've got some stuff on Mario Galaxy 2. We've got some things on Passion Pit and the Dead Weather in there, which are pretty awesome. Some fan fiction in there, which is pretty fucking awesome.
And a pretty awesome non-editor's note.
A letter from the editor that's not from the editor.
Yeah. Me!
As well as some other things on the anime tip, including one of my more favorite anime series. So make sure that you get that issue. You can buy it now. And we'll have another issue coming out pretty soon, actually. We're going to get this one banged out pretty quickly.
Oh.
Yeah, this last one took a little while to get banged out. There were some revisions that had to be made. But it's still fucking awesome. So make sure that you cop that either in print form, PDF, or both. You know, just depending upon Canada. How you want to do it. Yeah, you can get it in the PDF. We will PDF that mofo to you. So just make sure that you cop that shit. All right, so moving on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about in this episode. And we're probably not going to get to all the things that we actually really want to talk to. Surprise, surprise.
What else is new?
I know, really. But we've been going through all of our CES stuff. And we wanted to share with you some of our thoughts about some of the stuff that we saw at CES. And you're going to say, but wait a minute. I thought that only some people from the team of Esh went to CES. Yes. Yes, they did. But they brought back video, and we got to see it. And we got to, like, pretend like we were there. At least I did. Because I actually said I wasn't there, because I fucking love going to Vegas. Any excuse to really go to Vegas is a good trip for me. But hey, you know, maybe next year.
Although, no.
We are psyched about PAX East.
And yeah, and E3.
Super, super psyched about E3.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got more event stuff coming up. But for right now, let's dive into what we saw at CES 2011. Spec cases. I've said it before. I love cases. I like to put my accessories in things.
You like to put your junk in junk.
I do like to put my junk in junk. But
no,
I like
dog,
that junk.
I heard you like bags. So I put a bag in your bag so you can bag while you're bagging.
Awesome. You so get me. You get me. No, but seriously. I like whatever things that I get for my accessories to, one, have their own kind of personality, and then that's kind of in line with my personality. So when I visited last year with Spec, I had a great time because they were doing the ARC project thing, and they were showing off those cases, and it was really cool. But the thing that gets me about Spec is that, like, everyone treats them literally as, like, a bastard stepchild at any event that they go to. Basically, people just walk up. They don't want to know anything about the products, really. They just want to get a free case for whatever the hell that, you know, Spec will give them. And I just think that's rude.
It is rude.
Okay? They're people. All right. You know, they get treated like, you know, that piece of ass girlfriend that you get after you, like, break up with your longtime love and you're rebounding and you just want to knock one out and then move on. I've never done
the rebound thing, so I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, look off into space, why don't you?
Yep.
Keep looking.
Yep.
Look in that direction. Yeah. Look in that direction. And then look in that direction. No,
I've never done the rebound.
But I'm serious. That's what they get treated like. It's like, oh, yep, that's just a piece of ass that I'm going to hit until, you know, I get back on my, like...
Until I find someone more respectable.
Yeah, and... That sucks because they really make some really good products. Like, I got the TSA travel bag when I visited with them last year, and that's the only bag, like, when I'm traveling with my 15-inch MacBook
Pro. So, when you go there to the TSA with your TSA bag, do they not grope you in the balls as much because you have a TSA bag?
Oh, no. No, they still grope you in the balls if you have balls. What they don't do is make you take your laptop out and your iPad out and your iPhone out because the bag opens and lays flat. So it can go through the scanner so they can scan it so you don't have to sit there and take off your shoes and take out your laptop and then take out your iPad and then watch the fucker as it goes through the x-ray because you want to watch and make sure the person on the other side doesn't try to gank your shit and just take off with it.
Okay.
Instead, I can still leave it all in my bag. I just have to actually, a butterfly opens at the bottom. And I love that because one, the design is really nice. It's kind of a pinstripe, almost like a slate gray. I can still get my stuff in there comfortably. I don't have to worry about having my laptop in a padded sleeve because the sides itself are actually padded. So it slides in there very nice, and there's a pocket just for the laptop. And then there's the inner pockets where you can put your iPad, you can put your phone and chargers and, you know, money and that kind of stuff. But I absolutely love it. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, at the time they had a smaller table and so they weren't giving out as many things. But I probably spent about an hour sitting there talking, going over the entire product line. Because I wanted to know about all of their stuff. And that's the one thing that bugs me about CES is that there are some people that go that literally all they want to do is get free samples so they can have stuff that they either are going to re-gift, give away on their respective websites, but they're not really actually interested in their stuff. You know, what I wanted to know more about from Spec, and so we'll probably be working with them over the course of the year, is, you know, they do a lot of peripheral stuff. And it's really, the majority of it is for Apple stuff. Like, originally most of their stuff came out and was kind of like, I want to say unisex.
Right.
And that it'll fit, you know, your laptop, whether it's an Alienware box or an HP or whatever. And then they had cases where they did stuff for Zune and for the iPad and, I mean, for the iPod. But, you know, now it really seems like they're really very focused on Apple stuff, even without being Apple stuff. Like, the majority of the stuff that was on the table was all iPhone stuff. iPhone 3, iPhone 4, you know, iPod Nano with the watch stuff, cases for the iPad, obviously, or any e-reader that was, you know, under 13 inches. But I'd be curious to see, like, you know, what Spec does next year. They have a bigger presence because they're doing a lot of real custom things now with their cases. Did you see anything there that you wanted?
Because
I kind of saw your eye go, like, glossy.
The bag. And then when I saw the guy mention a cover or a case, I couldn't tell if it was a cover or just a case for a MacBook Air, especially since I'm aiming to get one sometime soon.
Yeah.
And obviously I'll want to protect it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get up on that, too, depending upon what iPad 2 looks like.
Supermicro at-home game server.
Now, this one's a little bit out of my realm, because I haven't played a game on the PC since Sims 3.
What? Wait a minute. No, Spore.
No, I played Sims 3 after Spore.
Oh. Okay.
Because I did Spore for a while, and then I went to Sims 3, and I pretty much built out, like, a four-floor pimped-out area and had, like, 12 kids. And
damn, that's a lot of babies.
Yeah.
Wait, the babies.
Yeah, I had a lot, like a lot of Sim babies. My Sims are getting down all the time. And then I got to the point where I was doing the money cheat so that I could cheat death. Because I bought the life fruit and then I made the
life tree, and then you just ate the life fruits and kept them away.
No, you made ambrosia. You had to get a death fruit and a life fruit, and then you can make ambrosia, and then your person would stop aging for a while so they wouldn't die. And so finally I got tired, and I was like, you know what? I've outlived, like, six of my kids. It's probably about time I put this down. But the thing about it is most of the gaming that I've done on a PC or on a computer just in general has all been simulation stuff. I can't remember, like, the last, like, straight up hardcore, like, Diablo type, or I think it might have been the original StarCraft, I think, was the last, like, hardcore.
Wow, dude.
I know, right? But these guys do something interesting, which I think a lot of people are already trying to do on their own.
Or they're tinkering with the concept already.
Yeah, if they're building their own boxes, which is basically, you know, building a really high-performance box, almost like a server. You know, multiple hard drives, bigger caches, the ability to take advantage of better RAM, better graphics cards. I mean, I know a lot of people, especially on the tournament side of things, who are, you know, stashing their boxes with graphic cards that have, you know, almost half a gig, if not a gig, of video RAM actually on the card. What Supermicro is doing is they're basically saying, you know, you should have server performance at home, you know, from beginning to end. If you're running a server-based setup, you know, that has a RAID setup, because if you're nerdy, you know that data does, you know, transfer a little bit faster when it's rated across multiple drives. You will get better performance out of that when you make multiple big storage disks act like small ones, because a lot of programs will store additional information on open hard drive space. So if you have, you know, a nice solid RAID, you can actually get some pretty decent performance out of that. But I thought it was interesting to see that as far as the gaming thing goes on that PC side, that seems to be more of a switch of now multiple drive, faster performance, not only just out of your graphics card, but really now expecting more out of your storage, out of your cache, out of your, you know, box itself to get things done, and being able to, you know, create a strong server, you know, so if you're doing LAN at home, that you can feed that off of the server for everyone on the LAN as opposed to individual instance.
Basement dwelling at a higher performance, you'd have not one person living in your basement, but like six.
Your mom can't make that much meatloaf.
No, one that's mom why you cannot to, make that much meatloaf. That's why you go to BJ's and you get those big boxes of Hot Pockets.
That's a lot of Hot Pockets.
Yep, and your chairs are comfortable, but they're also those old people chairs so you can poop in them.
I refuse to basement dwell on a commode. It's not going to happen.
I'm just saying, there are some hardcore people who are like,
dude,
you know what?
No, that's the line. That's like,
just let it go, man.
No, man. Let it go. No, no. First of all, ew, the smell. Because let's face it.
And then when you fall asleep in the commode, your mom comes and changes the bucket.
No! No, that's wrong! That's so wrong! That feeds into the stereotype. First of all, basement's not well ventilated, so you damn sure don't want to be in a room full of commode
That's
dwellers.
How you know you have a true wolf
problem.
Pack.
No, you have a problem.
If your wolf pack can stay with you for the good of times and for the bad of times, by the bad,
no,
I mean the smell.
No. You should not have to stay with anybody through this shit. All right. No.
That's how you know you have true friends. If the
no, that's how you
shit.
Know that you got some nasty ass. Friends.
No, that's how you know you have a really cool server if they're willing to sit in your basement.
Oh yeah, no,
basement that shit smells hole. Like shit.
If you can stomach the shithole, then you deserve the server.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I'll go along with that statement.
All right, fine.
That one, but I can be a really good friend. But if your basement smells like ass, I'm not staying down there.
I mean, could you imagine if they go in, you know, like computer groups or gaming groups, you know, at colleges who could, you know, fundraise to get that so that they could do events where there's, you know, a lot of LAN going on, a lot of, you know, like Counter-Strike. Oh my God, if we had had something like this when I had run my LAN party for my computer gaming anime group, that would have been, like, batshit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Counter-Strike would run phenomenal.
Our Unreal tournament, OMG.
Would run, you know, phenomenal on that. And I think that that's
tank fight.
You know, especially being affordable, that's a great way to go to get, you know, one, the community thing going. Because let's face it, LAN's not going anywhere. And I really don't see a lot of people focusing on LAN outside of tournament time.
No.
And I think that one of those is because, you know, the gear is prohibitive. So it's really interesting to me to see a company, you know, coming back and saying, okay, here's a way that we can do this affordable, but here's the performance that you're going to get, and so that you can have these very successful LANs where you're not having to, you know, worry about whether or not Battle.net's going to be there or not. Fuck Battle.net. Build your own.
I like Battle.net.
I like Battle.net too, but, you know, for some things, it doesn't work. I mean, you know, when you're playing a game that you really love and those servers are now going to be repurposed for a game that you may not be playing because nobody's playing that game anymore, that's not fun.
No, then you make your own server and then you can play your game.
Tabata, tabata.
Man, I wonder if a lot of WoW people are going to attempt to do
that. Stay away from the WoW.
I'm asking this as a question of the press.
Okay. All right. You may ask.
But no, that would be, I think it'd be really interesting because, you know, eventually, granted right now, I know WoW doesn't seem to have the momentum to ever slow down, but in a hypothetical situation where WoW becomes obsolete and like WoW 2, not that that will ever happen, if it was something like that was to happen and people obviously didn't have the means to jump over into the new game and you'd lose a lot of servers from the original WoW, if people would turn to something like this so that they could continue to play their game and have a server that they could just go on and not even be bothered by people outside of, like, their own realm of friends who they'd give server information to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that would make the game, I think that would make the game more inclusive and obviously would potentially have an end because, you know,
somebody's going to want to not upkeep the server.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that could, in hindsight or retrosight or whatever sight.
Future sight, back sight, around sight, corner sight.
I mean, that could make a game that does not have an ending obviously have an ending.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you could repurpose the server to do all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could you know, set up a server just to
for
do
porn.
At home. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you leave the WoW business, there's no business like the, you know,
porn business. Because, you know, you've been in your basement for so long, so I'm sure you forgot how to use your dick. Maybe.
I'm not even going to go there. iFi. Do want. I want the ability to be able to take a picture on my camera and without having to take the stupid memory card out and put it in a camera connector on my iPad to bring the pictures over, figure out what I want, and then put it back in the camera. I just want to be able to be like, all right, those are on my SD card. Great. And then I go on my iPad and it's like, I see these pictures on your SD card. Do you want them? And I say yes. And I go about my business. There's no out of this one and into this one and out of this one and back into that one. You know, it's like a circle jerk. And I don't want that. I just want the satisfaction to be over with it. So yes, do want, iFi, want you now. You don't have anything to add to
that? No. Because I'm not bothered by the runaround.
I am, because that's more.
Well, you take a lot more pictures than I do.
That's true.
So in terms of pictures, I mean, let's put it in a perspective that I might be a little bit more excited about this. So, I mean, so not only are we talking
about. Okay, ready? You're at PAX East.
Yeah.
You've been on the floor all morning long.
And I'm fucking tired.
You're tired. You've taken about 200 pictures, which is a shitload of pictures for you. And now you've got to go to your camera. You got to make sure that you got enough battery so you can plug it into your computer so you can see the pictures that are on your
card. Wait, do I get to sit down for all this? Because if I'm sitting, I'm totally cool.
You might.
Have I been wearing heels all day? Because, I mean, that's a bitch.
Well, you've been wearing your custom Chucks because it was PAX-y.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
All
right,
so now you got to.
I ain't showing off for nobody.
Okay, so now it's end of the day. Now you got to go through all your pictures, okay? So you got to find the cable to your camera, but, oh, it's in the bottom of your bag. So you got to take all this stuff from the day out of your bag, get to your cable. Now you've got the cable. Now you got to connect it to the camera. You got to put it in the right mode. Now you got to connect it to your computer. Then you got to wait for the pictures to load. Now you need to move the pictures that you want over from the camera.
You have to just move them
all over. Well, yeah, you could. Or you could move them all, but you got to move them all over, and then you got to deal with them. Then you got to erase your card. Then you got to disconnect your camera, so you got to unmount it from the computer. Then you got to put the cable back in your bag. Okay, and now you can work with the pictures.
I'm still not bothered.
All right, so now let me give you the other scenario. You get back to your room, you turn the camera on to the mode that it's supposed to be for sharing pictures, and your computer automatically sees all those pictures. You're like, move them over. No digging through the bag to find the cable.
All right. Maybe at an end of
the day. Do want!
Digit.
Do want. Okay, so here's my thing. Because I already use my iPhone as a remote for my Apple TV, which I love because I much prefer it. And I actually prefer my iPad to my iPhone as a remote for my Apple TV. But, you know, it makes me jealous about being able to control, like, the cable. That way. And these guys seem to have created a really interesting interface for doing that. And there's like 12 different things. Like Verizon has already come out with their iPad app where you can control your cable and even stream like a certain amount of hours of content directly to the iPad to control, which I think is better because let's face it, the majority of remotes that you get for like cable and for TV suck. I would just know. They've got all kinds of buttons on them that you really don't want to use, and the stuff that you want to get to really easily and simply, it takes like 14 clicks before you finally get down to finally fucking watching the movie that you want. Because it's like, oh, load the guide. Okay, now surf the channel. Oh, go down a page. Oh, is this the program you want? Here's the information. Do you want to watch it now? Okay, here you go. And you're just like, fuck it, I just want to watch it.
See, I don't even deal with all that stuff because when you find something interesting, you just tell me and Eshmon to get it. So, I mean, you do all the work for us. So I don't really care.
Well, not everybody has a me in their household.
I know, and they should get them. So that's why we need to get cloning.
Dude, do you know how much we could charge for, like, clones of me?
You know how much we could charge for clones of me? Yeah, that much.
Small dog electronics.
Okay, first of all, I love small dogs. I've actually purchased like a couple of computers from them and some stuff. But I love the idea of having some simple, small, but great sounding speakers to take with you on the road when you have
your portable speakers. Yes.
With decent battery life and decent sound.
And decent color.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty cute color, and they probably will come
They're
in more
blue.
Color the way. Yeah, yeah. No, seriously. Because that's one thing, like, you want good sound. Because when I get stuck in a hotel, I want to be able to listen to music that, you know, doesn't sound like it's coming out of a tin can.
Right.
That's my stuff. That's not their stuff. Because let's face it, the radios and hotels suck. But to be able to have something that would, one, fit in my Timbuktu bag, my mobile bag that I put all my iDevices in, without having to, like, carry an external, like, portable fucking power brick or something like that. Yes, I like that. I like that a lot. Now, don't charge me an arm and a leg for it.
At least they were, I like that they can combine together so they look like a pill. I thought that was a great
Well, yeah,
visual.
And that would make it really easy, you know, to put into a bag if you think about it like
yeah.
that.
I mean, and then you could go and have hotel, like, hallway parties really
oh,
easily.
Oh, dude, you could, because you could put a couple
you
down
You could
on
have
floor.
A slash dance party, like an 8-second slash dance
dude,
party.
Dude, imagine the line with those.
Oh, my God, imagine the glow sticks. Yeah. Like a flash dance.
Oh.
Like a flash mob
We're doing
dance.
That. Yep. So, ding, checkmark, positive.
So every time you hear the music, just stop and dance. Wherever you hear it, just dance.
I think we're going to have to do that at PAX East.
This year?
Yeah. We're going to have to do it.
We'd have to get some.
Oh, darn.
Oh, shoot.
Ding. Jawbone. Yet another thing that I do want that will be on the list of shit that I dig. Okay. Bluetooth speaker? Yeah, if it's good quality. Bluetooth speaker from the same guys that give me my Bluetooth for my ear, which is awesome. Hell yeah, do you want? Plus, the box packaging looks like an old boombox. You could totally, like, you know, be fucking, like, Master Blaster with this, like, little brick-looking
I
shit.
I dig the chains.
Yeah, I don't think you get the chains with it. I think
I want chains. For, like, I want to have it around my neck. Like
you
want to
wear it like a dookie rat? Like... With a dookie chain? Like, yep. Seriously? You
would like, I did some
it?
Time.
Would you like the top of it to say, like, Pandalicious?
No. It just the chain.
Okay.
It's like hard time with my speakers.
Yeah, we'll do some more in-depth stuff with the Jambox, because I definitely want to get my hands on one. Movia Motion Intelligence. I love these guys, because one of my complaints about mice has always been when you move to the optical piece... was that you pick it up and you can't do shit with it, okay? And you're like, but if it's really that good, why can't I? If it's just optical, it should be able to track across anything. Because there have been many a times that I've been playing something or moving something around, and I've, like, picked up my mouse expecting it, you know, like you jerk your controller when you think you really want to jump to the right. You know, you do that sometimes. You're like, get over here! And you, like, jerk
no,
that way.
No, you do that.
You do the two, bitch. I've seen you do it.
I don't do it.
Yeah, okay, truth speak. What's up?
I don't
up?
Do it.
Okay.
I don't do it.
But I've done that before with my mouse. I'm like, come on, get over here. And it won't, like, go where it's
When you're playing
to.
Computer games, you don't jerk. You're like, space button.
No, sometimes you have to move with the fucking mouse. And you're like, come on, get over
here. I've never experienced that.
But yeah,
okay.
There's some that, you know, you All can right. track, you know, the person.
We'll agree like, to disagree.
With the view, you know, when you're like, no, look this way. No, look that way. And you're like, come on, come on. You know, I would love to have a mouse that, you know, when I'm doing something with it and I pick it up in the air, I could still motion in the air because, you know, that motion, especially because of the problem with my wrist, staying like this angle on the desk all day long, it actually bothers my wrist. So the ability to be able to fling something up and be able to move it, you know, like an eraser, like I was writing on a chalkboard, but still be able to work, it's kind of interesting to me. You know, it kind of brings that, you know, third dimension in without it being 3D, because let's face it, I fucking hate 3D. We all know this.
I know, Ninja. We know.
But these guys have actually built a technology that it actually works.
I know. That's really awesome.
Literally, and it has a really
oh my God!
And it has a really high refresh rate, too, which is really surprising.
I didn't hear that. I was in awe when you were actually watching,
you know, the video, you actually see when he picks up the mouse and moves it around, that it's still, you know, very close to one-to-one tracking, which, yeah, you know, you would think that in moving the surface that you would lose a little bit of that, but it doesn't seem to happen. That's really kind of cool.
That's really cool. You know, I'm very glad to see this.
And that it's based off of technology that even Nintendo licenses lets you know, because let's face it, you know, the tracking for the Wiimote for most games is actually pretty good on the Wii, as far as its response. Now, you know, what Razer's doing with Sixth Sense is probably going to throw some salt on that game for sure. But it's really interesting to me to see motion stuff starting to come all away from the console and now starting to appear on the home computer.
It's about time.
Well, I think it's past time, to be honest with you. But it looks like there's some really interesting applications from these guys. What do you think?
Fuck yeah.
Seeing as how you kept saying, kept seeing your O face.
Yeah, for real. Because, yeah, in certain games that, you know, obviously require a mouse, like PC gaming, like, I can remember, you know, playing Diablo and stuff and, you know, my mouse dying and having to go and change for another one. And, I mean, lifting it up and losing contact and then obviously dying and having to restart a level really kind of sucks. So, I mean, knowing that I wouldn't have to worry about that moving forward would be really great, especially because I'm probably going back to Diablo 3 when that drops.
Oh, well, yeah. For sure. That's a given.
Yeah, so that, is a lot that was just that really exciting to see. And also that little device, the swimmer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm an active person, and I happen to like water, and I like to swim. So, I mean, the idea of being able to, I don't know, listen to music while doing laps would be really amazing, since we can't do it now.
But also, well, I mean, you'd have to go through some serious gear channels to do it to right get, now.
Yeah.
But the fact that it, you know, would also track your performance.
Nah, fuck that. I just like to swim for fun. But if I could, like, be listening to, you know, really awesome music while doing my laps, I'd be pretty happy about that. So that I'm not sitting there just listening to the chlorine in the
pool.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of stuff now that you can get.
I know,
been on the market for years.
I know, but that looks really cool. I really kind of like that. I mean, I guess if I really wanted to, I could know how many laps I did in an hour, but I'm sure it'd only be like 4, because I would just start lounging.
But I would like to see the information that's like, okay, when you first start out for your first couple hours, your performance is pretty much the same, and you swim the exact same way, but here's how it changes after that. Like, that information would be kind of cool.
Maybe.
I thought, you know.
I just, that was really amazing. I'm really glad to see that at CES.
Jadu. Yeah, I have an iPad and I want it. Here's the thing. The only complaint that I have about any of the cases that I have for my iPad is that you basically get 3 angles that you can view it at. A super, super high one that's almost like flat at you, a 45-degree angle, and then, you know, somewhere in between.
No rider.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you want something a little bit in between, or most of them, they only will hold the device up on one horizon. They'll either hold it up at platform or they'll hold it up in landscape. They won't do both.
Well, now this will.
Yeah, and I, you know, these guys, I really like the quality. First of all, it doesn't look shabby. Because it's all metal, it's not plastic, you know that it's going to last you a while, okay? And the way that it looks like it's machined, it looks like it'll probably fit a couple of iPad mods, which not a lot of cases do. Most cases are specifically designed just for that particular iDevice
or device. I wonder
if you device.
Could figure out your MacBook Air on it. I was just wondering. Pad.
Before I saw this, I really wasn't, you know, the kind of person to be like, you should mount your iPad in your car. But the thing is, you know, with the GPS that's built in on the iPad, it kind of makes sense to use it as a GPS in the vehicle, because it's definitely bigger than a TomTom or a Garmin thing that you would have. If you've got, you know, decent bandwidth going on as far as your provider or whatever, you could probably get some pretty decent, you know, instructions, and it definitely would be bigger than your device. And, it, you know, if you don't have to, like, massively redo your car to get it in there, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't have an iPad, so I don't have to worry about this yet.
Yet.
InvenSense.
I was just talking about this! For reals.
Yeah,
seriously.
I know.
Okay? I think that you know, motion obviously is here to stay. It definitely adds to the gameplay. I mean, we've had a ball playing with Kinect.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we first came out, like, Wii Bowling and Wii Tennis was my shit.
Oh, I know. I remember when the Wii dropped, like, you couldn't find them anywhere. And I know I was coming home from college, and I came home, and Mom's like, yeah, I went to 4 different Walmarts, and I finally found a Wii, so it's hooked up. And I was like, I didn't even ask for it, but
bowling
and golf and...
You know, and you know, now Sony's gotten on board with Move. All the consoles have Move, but it's really interesting to me to see movement come, like I said, away from consoles, go someplace else. You know, it makes a lot of sense for me to have movement tracking to some degree in gaming. Okay, because there are a lot of things, like we have had all kinds of, you know, things, especially playing God of War or playing Super Mario, or you play, you know, stuff like StarCraft or even any racing cart things where, you know, you want your character to jump and you're like, jump, you bastard. You know, the controller's going flying up by your face. I mean, it's part of the reason.
Well, I mean, not necessarily StarCraft. So that's RTS, so you're looking down on a map a lot of the time in that game. But in other games, yeah, like Mario and stuff, yeah. That's a natural reaction for a body to make.
And it's just really interesting to me to see the innovation starting to trickle down and trickle over into, you know, away from console for this piece of innovation.
I mean, I guess I don't think we should be that surprised, because, I mean, going into, like, you know, mobile gaming, like with phones and stuff, I mean, I would obviously, I'd like to see something that has more Move in it, because obviously you're already on the Move, so it'd be kind of weird to be on the Move static. I'd feel like you should be on the Move moving constantly, like a perpetual constant motion.
Well, I mean, you have some of that, both on the Android and on, you know,
I'm just glad to see that kind of get finite and they make more strides in that department.
I just think it's really funny that, you know, when Move first came out and it was on the Wii, that you had, you know, your hardcore gamers on the PS3 and the Xbox be like, fuck motion, nobody wants it, blah, 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 blah. And then you had, you know, your even more hardcore PCs like, we never want shit like that on our systems.
No, because then they'd have to move.
But now it's actually starting to happen. You know, you see what these guys are creating that's being taken advantage of by, you know, Nintendo, by Asus, by HP, by Alienware, you know, and now it's starting to really, you know, have some real world application that can actually enhance gameplay. And now we're like, oh, well, you know, it might make sense. Can you put some blue lights on it?
I think in regards to that, where the original mindset was, you know, we don't want to move, but still be active, which is, I think, the whole mentality of games anyway. Where now the whole accuracy, especially when you're doing first person shooters or games that require a fast reaction and a response.
I know, but wouldn't you love as a first-person shooter game, like playing on a PC, which, let's be honest, okay? While there are some great advances in peripherals and things like that on a console, an FPS still makes way more sense on a PC.
On a PC, definitely, okay?
Now, can you imagine having a peripheral that when you're on that PC taking advantage of that power and that speed that you get there, that could actually track when you turning in the game? Like, I would play more FPSs that way, because that's the thing that pisses me off about FPSs on the PC is, you know, I've got to hold these keys to strafe, these keys to actually turn, these keys to actually move.
But that's also because when you were gaming on a basic type of PC. You didn't go very custom. You didn't get an ergonomic keyboard. There are so many different peripherals out there that, you know, you can get a cracked keyboard that has multiple notes that you can, like, a friend of mine has this keyboard that he was showing me for New Year's. I was over their place, and the keyboard has it's a cracked keyboard. It's ergonomic, so it's keyed like that. But it's got this ability that has different settings. So depending on what game he's playing, you know, it's green for when he's playing WoW, and it's all set up so all the keys are already hotkeyed to that specified game. And then they're all color coded, and obviously he remembers all of those because he programmed them. But I mean, obviously you have to go in above and beyond if you really want a gameplay specified to you.
Yeah, and I didn't get into, you know, setting all kinds of hotkeys, but I'm just talking like basic motion, because strafing and turning and moving are always multiple sets of keys, and that's what, you know, pissed me off about it is because I really want to just be able to, you know, use a thumbstick or use something to say, okay, turn this way, look this way. I can do that. I can't, okay, now these I hold like this, and then if I hold this, I'll actually look this way while I'm turning this way, and then if I want to move forward, then I can hit the W key, and that'll move me forward, and so I'll move it like a 45 degree, like, my brain doesn't work like that. But if I had a peripheral where I'm just using my left hand and working the keys to actually move forwards and backwards, but I can actually turn my body or turn something that's in my hand and actually have that motion track in real time, I would probably play more on the computer, to be honest with you, because I have more power on my computer than I do on my Xbox right now.
Well, if that turns out to be the case, we'll see if
I might have to dust off my Velocity Micro machine.
I was wondering what you were going to do with that machine.
Yeah, it's in the closet right now.
Okay.
Because I don't have anything to do on it right now.
Okay.
But, you know, something could happen. Something could pop up. I'm just saying. Just saying. Blue microphone. Okay, we love Blue.
It's, yeah, I know. We're using it right now. Okay. So.
We have a Yeti. I have a Yeti.
You have a Yeti. We have a Snowball. Boston Bass Brigade also have a Black Snowball and a Yeti.
Yep. We have a Snowflake.
You have a Snowflake.
Okay, I have a Snowflake.
And you have a Mikey.
And I have a Mikey. We fucking love Blue microphones.
We should be, like, really super best friends with them.
We really should, actually.
I'm surprised we're not, because we pretty much, we should just wear blue t-shirts all the time. All we use is
blue stuff.
I know.
But it works. It's got great quality. You know, I wish I had a reason to need the Yeti Pro, because first of all, it's a good black. Looking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's black. But it's a good looking mic. But I don't do that kind of live recording that I would need that, you know, quadruple CD audio quality, you know, quality recording.
Yeah, because you ain't singing.
You know, I'm not singing.
Maybe for your auto-tune.
No, that's what I have the IMT Pain app for. You know, but I don't have a need to run the mic into a soundboard. But if you're doing that kind of level of recording, I'll be honest with you, to have a mic that, one, not only looks good, but works really well, that has its own independent gain control on the back, that also has specific modes that are very easy to understand for the type of recording that you're doing to make sure that you get a balanced recording out of, you know, it's just solid. And to be able to, you know, work with that microphone both analog through an XLR input as well as digital through USB. I mean, you know, it doesn't really get much better than that, especially affordably. You know, typically a mic like that would set you back hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I'm talking like $550, $650. You know, that sucker's probably going to come in under $300.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Freaking hot. And then the mic that they made for the Flip, because I'm still upset that the Mikey doesn't work on the new iPhone, but I understand why, and it's not their fault, but I hope that, you know, Apple and then they work out how they can fix that, because I really like using the Mikey when I'm doing interviews on my iPhone. But anyway, the fact that they're coming out with a Mikey for the Flip that you could actually bypass the mic itself, that has its own internal battery, so you're not having to drain the Flip camera to use it, but also has a bypass so you can actually plug in a lav, man, that makes that Flip cam much more powerful as an interview box.
Than just
you know, quick video life sharing stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're really trying to make these mobile things a lot more usable, and for that, I salute them. And
good job, Blue Microphone.
Yay! Love you.
Skosh.
Do want, and not just because I do interviews all the time, because I do, but I want a lavalier that I can count on, and it's Bluetooth, and it's so pretty, and it looks like it would really look cute with my iPhone. There, I'm done. It's a Bluetooth wireless mic. Come on, dude.
I know, but
it looks like an electric razor.
I know, so I'd want to like shave somebody's face with it, be like,
talk into my mic
exactly
while I trim up your goatee.
People's mouths and say, talk to me. It's like, what do you think about this mic? That's literally what I would do.
But you can't. It's supposed to clip on down here.
Oh my god,
the lavalier.
Oh, so it's supposed to just
Yeah.
So like, what do you think about my mic? And my boobs while you're there.
You're a dork.
I mean, since you're there,
that really needed to be a video compliment. But anyway, yeah. Want it now. Can I have one, please? Thank you. Optoma. So basically what you have here is, instead of a Pico projector, which is like a little teeny tiny projector that you can hook up your iDevice or your computer or whatever, that projects out, you know, I think that largest like a 32-inch screen at 720. Now you've got from Optoma a device that's a little bit bigger than that, but you can still fit in a backpack with your iDevice or whatever, but that will project up to a 50 fucking inch screen. That's ludicrous! You can take the party wherever you go.
You are the party.
You fucking are the party. Because I carry a lot of movies between my
I know devices. You do.
Because you never know when you're going to get stuck, you know, on a plane or on a bus.
Or on a train or in a sub.
Yeah, you never know. Could or, happen. You know,
bomb shelter, panic room.
You never know. Or, you know, locked out of your apartment.
And yeah.
Because that's happened. You want some entertainment. But, you know, having a projector around that you could, you know, go over to your friend's house. If you have to go into, you know, their room or their basement where they probably have, like, a little crappy TV. Because, you know, let's face it, you know,
time. You can just use their wall.
You can use their wall and broadcast your stuff that's on your iDevice or on their iDevice on the wall. Like, could you imagine? Just try to imagine.
Think
with me.
Of the master right. the possibilities.
Ready? You ready? You ready for this one? All right. Let's take, Harry Potter.
Which one?
Any Harry Potter. Let's go from three above, okay? Because the first two are really kind of, you know, establishing, okay? Exploratory. Okay, let's take Harry Potter 4.
Okay.
All right. On your iDevice. You're hanging out at a friend's house. You're kind of a little bit bored because it turns out nothing really cool on TV.
Your friend's a douche.
All right, and the dinner, you know, arrived late and it sucked. And like, well, now what are we gonna do? We could play quarters. We could watch Harry Potter. We could
play quarters.
And play quarters
while watching Harry Potter.
Okay, and now you don't have to worry about trying to watch it on like a little TV. Like, hold on, I got this. You reach into your backpack, you pull this sucker out, you plop your iDevice in it, and it's charging, by the way, while it's doing it. Into the wall, boom, 50-inch screen, fucking Harry Potter.
That's awesome.
And quarters.
I mean, while we were watching the feed and I was looking at it, I was like, you know, it'd be great if they had, like, a changeable plate for an iPad. And then the minute he said, I was like, oh, because then certain people, oh, I don't know, who have, like, maybe Crunchyroll on their iPad. You could have an anime session wherever you go.
Anime marathon! What's up? No, seriously. Because you've got Crunchyroll, which does have video out on the iPhone and on the iPad. You have Hulu, which right now doesn't have video out. So
but I'm sure they will, eventually.
At least in the beta application it didn't. It may have it now. I'll have to double check that. But you've got, for sure, Pandora.
I know.
You've
that's
got your
really,
regular,
that's party in your bag.
All right, you've got YouTube, which has video out. And how many times have we had, you know, get together? We're like, dude, have you seen that video on YouTube? Hold on. Let me get my laptop. And you're like, okay, wait. Let me open it up. Let me get on the internet. Okay, let me type. Now, right on your device. Bam.
Bam.
50-inch fucking bed intruder.
And force everybody in the area to watch it with you.
You could Rickroll people and they have no choice.
But
it's 50 inches of Rickroll.
The Rickroll.
Accept it. Optoma, you get a check mark from me.
A panda approval from me.
iTouch. Suction cup technology for my iPhone. I don't think so. I'm not. Okay, so you're mesmerized by it. But I'm not gonna trust that to, like, you know, fucking be the thing. Oh, that makes me so nervous right now. With you holding it out there and swinging it around like that. I'm just like, oh, no. No, dude, no. Because I don't know that I have another iPhone that you could put your SIM card in. I think I might be out of iPhone. No, don't put it on that and swing that around. That's got liquid in it. No.
Oh, my God.
No. Do
oh
that
Oh, my
not.
God.
No.
You know how cool that would be? That would be so cool.
That is not the intended use of the iTouch. It is not used to hold your soda can to your body. You lazy.
Reminds me to recycle.
That is not the intended use.
It can be the ice. It's the ice snack. Oh my God, look at that. Hell yeah.
That is not the intended use. The ice snatch is not to be used to hold up the Cheez-It box. No.
I can watch movies and not have to worry. Look at that. Look at that shit. Suction cups for the win. No, really, as a technology it sucks, but this is really convenient if you don't want to hold your snack.
I can't argue with that. I can't. How can I argue with that? I can't.
Dude, hey, you want a snack? Sorry. That is suction cup technology for eating. Awesome. For technology for games, no.
I can't hold it. I can't. Okay.
Oh my God, you can put a book on it. I
Stop
read.
It. Stop it.
The I read. All your friends can see what current book you're reading.
I goo goo. Yeah, but no. Here's the thing. Like, I'm all for trying, okay? You want to have a unique idea, you want to go out there and you want to give it a shot, I'm behind you. I root for the fucking underdog, okay? But this isn't even underdog. This is just no, dog. No, dog. No. No. First of all, the controller is so big and has so many buttons on it. It's literally like they put a Xbox controller, a PS3 controller, a Wiimote, and a full-on, like, Logitech keyboard into a blender and said, okay, you guys are going to go in here for a couple of minutes, and then whatever we spill out is going to be the controller. Because it's literally like a big-ass Xbox controller.
It looks heavy, and I wouldn't want to hold that for extended gameplay, for sure.
It's got three fucking thumbsticks. Why do you need three thumbsticks?
I only have two thumbs.
It's got three thumbsticks and a D-pad and all the triggers, a third trigger underneath here, so, like, shoulder buttons, triggers, and another trigger.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, I can't. No. Thank you, but no thank you. TV hat. No. No. Nobody on the planet would use that. Okay, your grandparents who retired at Boca Raton would not use the TV hat. Because even they would say, it looks like shit.
It doesn't look really nice. And then if you ask people who do have it and they're watching porn and then they're masturbating because they're, like, entranced in the TV, but they're, like, out in a library somewhere, that'd be, like, really inappropriate.
Well, you know what it is? It's basically just, like, a shielded long visor that you put your iPhone in the end of, and it has a magnifying glass on the inside, so it magnifies the picture that's on your iPhone, so it looks and appears like it's a TV to you because it's all blown up. But the fucking visor thing, in order to shield it and make it dark enough, is like a foot long. So you've got like this cap that has a foot long bill. Yeah, because you're already not dorky enough. Like, what are they thinking? They're not. No.
No, they're not.
Big ego. You know, this is the kind of thing that makes me sad to be a gamer. Because technically that is gaming, okay? But it's not. It's not. Do you really want to pay that kind of money to play tic-tac-toe with a quote-unquote hottie? It's like chat roulette, but with, like, tic-tac-toe and Battleship.
Not even, because in chat roulette, you're fapping all day. So, I mean, unless you can fap, play tic-tac-toe, and have a meaningful conversation.
Well, I don't think that there's meaningful conversation going on.
The hottie would have to be naked.
I think the fapping would be the stimulating conversation.
I think it was either Kotaku or maybe it was even Destructoid who was doing that joke around April Fool's Day, I think, last year, where they were doing something similar to this. Like, oh, yeah, play games with the girls. And, you know, everyone thought it was going to be legit. And I was like, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's out there somewhere. And here it is.
Yeah.
So.
No.
I had a lot of friends tell me that I should do that and I'm like, no. Because one, I don't like tic-tac-toe, and Battleship I wasn't very good at. If it had been like a serious game, like, oh, I don't know, Gears of War.
No, because then you can be like, look at my boobs if you're playing Gears of War because you're focused on
strategic planning, my friend. Get a whole group of girls with boobs. Have them all be on this thing and totally go in there as a, you know, a...
No, you'd have to distract. You'd have to have one that would do the boob shake while the rest would pwn. You can't all be like, look at my boobs, because
You have two for boob distraction, and the rest go in and pwn.
Yeah.
But they all have to have hot voices, though, so that a hot voice can still distract. But no.
Absolutely. But that's a completely different thing than this thing. This is just... First of all, the name Big Ego. Big Ego.
Big Ego, Little Penis. Big ego, little dick.
Yeah, she said it all. I got nothing else after that. That's it. Yeah.
You know, but there are some lonely people out there who want to just stare at a night, and that's fine.
And that's cool. That's what you got the Kinect camera for, or the eye camera.
Or Skype.
Skype. Fucking chat.
Don't bring games into your loneliness.
Don't sully it with games, okay? If you want to have some private time with somebody over the internet, have your private time with someone over the internet.
Keep your games out of it.
Keep your games out of it. Gaming is gaming. Fapping is fapping. No crossy ovi.
Wow.
No crossy ovi.
I'm not going to say that.
Thank you. And there you have it. There's what we saw at CES. The good, the great, the meh, and the what?
And the, oh, God, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. First of all, it was a fun trip. Okay, I mean, time in Vegas is always fun, but it's really interesting to see, you know, what some of the innovations ended up being and what some of them ended up not being and, you know, where they could maybe go if they were thinking about it right. So that's fun. But if you want to see what we saw at CES, you actually can. Starting later on Monday night, that would be tonight, you know, you can actually go to our YouTube channel. It's really simple. It's youtube.com/user/electric sisterhood, or just search for us. You can't miss it. We're going to be posting one of these videos every day for the next couple of weeks. Stop playing with the eye snack. So that you can actually see what we saw. And we'd love to hear what you thought. So you can hit us up at mailbag@landofesh.com, or you can actually jump onto our
penis.
No, Facebook page. Facebook.com/landofesh, and let us know what you thought about what we saw at CES, and if you were there or if you read anything else that you thought was interesting, to share that with us as well, because, you know, we're curious by nature, not by curious, but we're curious, and so it's always cool to get, you know, your take on what our take was, to see if we're, like, copacetic and all. So make sure that you're checking that stuff out, as well as reading the stuff that we have on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That's esh.co. The shortest will bounce to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment.
Seriously, it's past time. If you want to make sure that you're getting the episodes from the moment we put them on the web, popping fresh, right in your ear, then you want to make sure that you hit that subscribe button. So search us out in the iTunes Music Store, Simply Electric Sisterhood, and hit that subscribe button. Our podcast is also available in the Zune Marketplace. So for those of you that have a Zunes or, you know, an Xbox and you want to get it, guess what? You can. So again, Electric Sisterhood, it's all over your mobiles. Seriously.
I mean, if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right. Our shows go out on Mondays, and we hold down the Land of Esh, but you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which actually goes out on Tuesdays, and then you follow that one up with an episode of the Geek Agro podcast, and right there, we've got your nerd covered to hump day, getting you through the rest of the week or all the stuff that we write on our respective websites, which you can find at landofesh.com. That's right, the one-stop shopping place for all things Esh. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter. To find the whole group, just go to twitter.com/ninjasista and check out the Land of Esh list. We're all there. Follow who you like. You'll like them all, so you'll end up following them all. Trust me. And like I said, you can interact with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. You can pick up a new copy of the Electric Sisterhood magazine, which is on sale right now, and it's full of awesome sauce. There's some great things on music in there, including concerts that we've been to. There's some great editorial pieces on some cool games that have recently come out, as well as some fan fiction, anime included. So a little bit of everything that makes us Esh and makes Esh awesome. All there. Get it now. It's on sale. Landofesh.com. And we're also on Flickr, and like I said, we're going to be putting more content up on our YouTube channel. So make sure that you're interacting with all those things and checking us out, because you never know when we're going to pop up. Which vein, which avenue, whichever. It's pretty freaking sweet. So with that, I'm going to say, what shit are you digging this week, Panda?
This eye snack. I am going to dig the eye snack, the eye read, and the eye recycle.
Okay, well, you're going to have to make some videos to explain those to people.
And, Battle Royale.
Okay.
I'm going to dig that. I'm not going to go too much depth on that right now. If you know it, then awesome. If you don't, I'll talk about it probably next week. And pesto.
Ooh, that's a good list. I like that list. That's some good stuff. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
What about you?
I'm digging the iFi because, you know, I take a lot of pictures with my D60. And I would love to be able to easily get them, especially for event coverage, over to my other device. And we kind of talked about it, so that's cool. I'm also digging, and I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. My Astro A30 game headset, I fucking love that thing. It does actually make it a lot easier for me to play first-person shooters. I don't know why, but it does. Just hearing things differently, for some reason, increases, like, my awesomeness in those games. And then finally, I have to go with Yodels. especially if you've taken them from the freezer, because they're just fucking delicious that way.
Okay.
And Junior Mints, because I haven't had any in a while.
Okay.
So that's what I'm digging.
That's what you're digging?
Yeah. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Panalicious.
And we are out of here.
Bye.